All right, thanks so much for joining us. You got Adam Peake, got myself, we got Robbie. Today we're doing an unboxing. You might recognize Robbie from the last episode we did where we unboxed his gold fashion bottle. Came in a beautiful blue box. You can check out the video up here in one of these corners to see the old video, the unboxing, which I think was done by the team over at Think Packaging. It was blue. You open it. There was a bottle. There was like a little hidden compartment. So it was super killer. Now we've got some new packaging we're going to unbox. And Adam, do you have your packaging?
Avelio? Yes. I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. Yes, nice. Of course. I do. And by the way, it is a pleasure to be on this particular podcast / YouTube with you. I feel like I don't see you enough.
I know. I only see you like 40 times a day. but we got Robbie. So for anybody that's not familiar, can you just give us like a quick rundown, Robbie, on who you are, what you guys do, and why we're here?
Yeah, man. So hi, I'm Robert Haynes, co-founder of Host Cocktails. Host is part of the broader Apolog Cocktails portfolio. We make also some liqueurs and some ready-to-drink projects for some friends. And we are very much focused on cocktails. And with Host, we are specifically focused on like ready-to-pour cocktails of kind of the luxury or super premium variety. And we are here today to talk about our very beautiful packaging that we've worked very hard to put together for folks. Yes. There it is.
Super nice. Oil is happening here. We'll kind of dig into all the details.
Can't wait.
In a minute.
Yeah.
I love this. By the way, I love this concept. I probably said this the last time. As somebody who is, you know, not a, what would be the word? A bartender of sorts. I'm not somebody who like makes drinks. Like I don't even like making food. Like I would prefer like cereal or Pop-Tarts. And so the idea of like concocting, like using a recipe to make a drink is just like, no, I'll probably just default to the easiest thing.
You're not a mixologist.
That's the word. I'm not a mixologist. So for me, this is such a great concept because it allows people like myself, who I'm sure there's a lot of, who like really good tasting drinks and don't really know how to make the good tasting drinks. Mm-hmm. And so like when we entertain, it's a lot easier to just be like, yeah, do you want a martini or the gold fashioned? They're like, what's that? And like, just give me 1 second. you can look so great in front of your friends, but really, you just know the right people. So I think it's awesome.
There'll be cocktails and dreams for him one day to run.
I found, even as someone that, you know, can make cocktails, if I've got, you know, 5 to 10 people coming over and you're trying to get the house ready, usually that's the last thing I feel like doing is whipping up 10 drinks, which is, you know, that was kind of the spark or the impetus for the brand and what we do. You know, it's a lot of work hosting. And, you know, if you're able to, you know, give your guests or friends and fam like a beautiful like sensory experience and it's not a lot of upfront labor on your part, you know, it lets you kind of connect and spend more time with those folks.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like the last party I went to where, you know, the host is actually like mixing drinks and it's kind of fun and, you know, it gives you an opportunity to have like a good time, like while he's mixing it, like the first time. Right. But all of a sudden when the crowd starts getting bigger and bigger, and it's not because they're watching you mixing and you know, you're not Tom Cruise in Cocktail. They're just like waiting for their drink. Right? It's like, all right, that was cool the first time, but now we got like 20, you know, 10 people deep and we want our drinks.
Yeah.
This like gives you that opportunity. Still have a little bit of that flash, but that speed. So let's jump into this pack, man. I think
let's go.
Robbie, like why'd you guys change your packaging?
Yep. So zooming out just a little bit, like, you know, my background, hospitality, bars and restaurants, and I love the experience of going out and getting a nice cocktail and when we were working on Host, you know, we thought a lot about like that kind of like intangible aspect of like hospitality and a night out in the town. And the experience for a bar, a restaurant, at least for me, starts like in the neighborhood. You're driving down the street. It's the vibe. You get up to the building. There's a facade. Sometimes this entrance is hidden. And then you go inside and there's a reveal. Sometimes you go down a corridor and then you open up the curtains and you're in a big, beautiful space. And so, you know, from its inception 2 years ago, when we launched the Gold Fashion, like we wanted the packaging to be an experience in and of itself. And we have constantly tinkered with the formula on the design side to kind of create the most immersive experience. And, you know, the previous packaging, which I'll hold it up, I actually have it here, so I will hold it up. Go, let's check out the episode. You can get it in great detail. But just, I do think a good point of reference, you know, this was the previous year's offering.
Yeah.
Beautiful, simple, big blue, a lot of gold. We were really happy with it. And you know, this was for the Gold Fashion in particular. The Gold Fashion is a luxury old fashion. And we thought that this had really nice kind of like whiskey connotations, like reminiscent of like kind of fine scotches and things like that.
Yeah.
But we talked to a lot of our consumers and, you know, we found that the thing that really seemed to resonate with folks was this idea of like hosting and giving folks the opportunity to host like an artist, like, you know, be very mindful, pour beautiful things, share them with friends. And, you know, we've wanted to expand the line and introduce some new products and flavors. And we said, all right, if we're going to change anything, we have to do it now. And so we spent, you know, probably about the time we got off the air last year,
we started
working on round three. And it's I think a very big departure visually, but I think it speaks more to like kind of this like convivial, lively, energetic use case. And so I think the biggest departure, things will notice immediately, there's two. We changed the name from Sunday's Finest, which we thought spoke to like kind of the luxury nature of the ingredients, which was cool, but we wanted something that was like a little more emotive. And again, spoke to the use case, and we landed on Host, which comes from the Catalan, meaning like an unpaying guest that's staying overnight. So really just kind of doing like a vibe shift across the board. And then probably the second biggest thing folks will notice is like the previous packaging was like solid blue. And this is visually much more dynamic.
Not solid blue.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
And, you know, just digging into the artwork in particular, you know, we worked with a design studio out of Austin, Texas called FODA, F-O-D-A. Really talented folks there. And, you know, the idea was kind of to imbue the artwork with the spirit of the brand and product. Mm-hmm. So we sent them cocktails, we sent them Gold Fashions and martinis, and they cracked them open amongst each other after work, got out some paint, got some paper, and, you know, kind of enjoyed the cocktails and painted. And we looked at those when they were all said and done, and we're like, cool. Like we thought, you know, we really kind of captured the vibe and the spirit of the product. And that's how it started. This was straight from canvas. We had it scanned and then had it embossed and debossed.
Say you've got like a lot of texture happening here. So like you can feel the brush strokes, which is really cool. Something you don't necessarily expect when you see this.
Right.
But yeah, like you can see it there. And I mean, it feels great. It's solid. Your previous box was, it was a blue paper. It was wrapped over a rigid board. So it was like more of a, it was a rigid box where now you've moved to a folding carton. There's gotta be some great cost savings from blue to this one. which I think brands have to do. You know, I just had Jesse Colts on my podcast. He used to be with Jack Link's jerky, and he launched a product, and he's like, we had the wrong packaging for the first 9 years because we were married to this design. And he's like, you got to be able to shift quickly and speak to your consumer. And, you know, Sunday's Finest may not have spoken to this group. It would probably speak more to us old guys who are like, oh, I totally feel like the Gentleman Jack. I get that connection, but people today don't necessarily care, right? They're looking for, they're looking for the vibe. They're looking for the color, the feel, the party, and the simplicity of it.
Yep.
IDP Direct, pioneering factory direct sustainable luxury, packaging, logistics, and design. They're not just manufacturers. They're your partners in eco-excellence. IDPDirect.com. If finding your spec data is a wild goose chase around your office, you've got a data problem. SpecRite is the only cloud-based management specification solution that every brand needs. Because if you don't spec right, you'll spec wrong.
Yeah, one thing, by the way, I heard comedian Nate Bargatze said, I'm from the 1900s. That's when you're saying that, that's how I feel. Yeah, I'm from the 1900s. It's like a whole decade ago. I would gravitate more towards this. It seems, especially as somebody who's maybe not in like the cocktail world very much, it feels probably safer. The other packaging was very premium, and I might be like, I don't know if I can handle this. Like, am I able to do that? Where this feels even down to the, I was noticing on the back, you've got like, Afghan saffron, Tahitian vanilla, Ecuadorian cacao, French, gentian and Seville orange. But it was like, this just strikes me as like this, like multicultural, beautiful, like everyone is welcome. That's how, like, that was the first thing I thought when I opened this. I was like, oh yeah, I can participate in this gold fashion. So that was my first thought.
It's not intimidating.
Right.
Yeah. It's inviting. And going back to kind of what you said about like, I'm a firm believer that, you know, when it comes to the creative process, nothing is sacred, right? Like, and I, like you said, like you can't get married.
Nah.
You gotta, you know, sometimes you gotta be okay with burning it down to start it over. And
we're talking about packaging, by the way.
Yes, we are definitely talking about packaging.
Packaging establishment.
But yeah, I'm happy with it. It was like, you know, we had a lot of long talks when we were going this way, and really happy with how it all turned out. You also got the bands. Like, the bands are debossed. You got the foil stamp.
Is this a cold foil or is it a hot foil stamp? Do you know?
I do know that the one on top is hot foil because I was looking that up before.
I can feel that.
Came in.
Yeah, I think they're probably all.
I'm assuming they did one.
Yeah, I think it's just one hot foil.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The sides don't. I don't feel anything on these.
If it's hot foil, you would feel a deboss or emboss.
You would feel a deboss.
Just
from the pressure.
Yeah. Interesting.
And this text is really tiny.
Yeah.
So usually usually on stuff like that, you don't do a hot stamp because it'll just fill in. This is like, looks like you got a four color process on here. Might even have some spot colors happening. You've got the all over texture. You can kind of see that texture on the inside here on this, and you got a full flood coat interior, which is nice.
The paint texture is my favorite, heavy. By the way. It's legit. It's literally my favorite part is the way that you texture the paintbrush. But yeah, it is probably
crazy.
On the texture we did, this was the second pass. The first one was, I believe this is a 2-point. And I'm not super dialed in on the lingo, but I know the previous iteration that we looked at was a 3-point and we thought it was too much. Yeah. And this was like a little more subtle, which we thought was tasteful.
It's perfect.
Yeah, no. And all right. So then in the previous box, you had a door that opened, then you had a little box inside, but now you've got, you open this up, lead with branding, you got host, you know, lift gently, orange zest atomizer, which again is super cool. Right. And I love this little construction, this die cut for the lid. And you know, you got branding, places to tell, you know, tell your story. Mm-hmm. And then this thing is what makes you, turns you from boring old you into like Tom Cruise on Cocktail, right? Yeah. This little spray bottle. And you guys got these, the orange zest from, like, you have a whole story around like where this orange zest comes from.
Yes. So the orange zest, so a couple of things here, obviously taking some cues from the perfume industry. And I feel like with each iteration of this packaging, solving for how to incorporate this in a thoughtful way has been challenging. I thought this was a really elegant solution, having it placed on top like this. But yeah, the orange, blood orange Valencia and navel orange zest. We work with a producer out of Vermont to fill these, and they did a great job.
Okay. Yeah. And all right. So then you've got your box, right? Yep. You've got this auto bottom. All right. So super easy.
Oh,
assemble.
Did you notice this though, Avelio?
Dude, I was gonna get to that.
Okay. You found the cookie, man. I always wonder, like, yeah, they're like the really subtle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, you got your auto bottom, right? So this ship's flat. Super easy to assemble. Again, yes. Cost savings, because the previous blue box was rigid and you're shipping air. You know, pop this, it's ready to go.
And typically, I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't want to get into the, like, all the sourcing stuff, but there's a lot of companies in the US that can, not everyone can produce this box, right? But this is a producible box in the United States, whereas those kind of rigid setup boxes with a lot of complexity, you tend to have to wait and get it shipped and all that stuff. So love this.
Yeah, with this we had it was nice to have at least a couple options to
trying to get a reflection here.
Folks to work with, you know.
Yeah. Like, I can see there's a reflection, getting some sheen.
Okay, I got you.
All right, but here's my favorite. Out of this entire box, bottle included, my favorite part is this. If you look down the middle of that thing, you look on this end, look at that. These curves on the corner.
Yep.
Right? You got this triangle, and then you've got this curve, which just fits the, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's from compression, but man, I thought it was molded fiber when I first looked down the barrel of this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like a, you know, it's just a really neat way to do that.
Hello.
And it's just a score, right? It's just a score that happens. Like, these little details make the packaging.
There's four scores.
And 7 years ago. But like, all these little details are what make your packaging stand out. And I think for a consumer, it's like, oh, they thought through, you know, X, Y, and Z. And
yeah. Surprising delight.
This is, 100%. And I bet this is pretty inexpensive when you're buying enough that you can mix and match and use them in all of your packaging, right? So it becomes the one consistent piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think brands always kind of forget, like, how can I use one component across multiple items versus, all right, I'm a new product, I'm going to do fully custom packaging for this one item.
Yep.
Now this is nuts, man. You guys have these three labels. So Adam, you're a label guy. How do you think they apply these things?
This could be on one. Mm-hmm. This could be on the liner itself and just die cut out on the liner, so you can strip away all the matrix. And then if you've got a pretty good label applicator, actually, I don't know how it happened, but the whole thing, the front and the back, can be repeating stepped on the liner, and it can go through and spin it all the way on the bottle. I've seen that done before. I got to imagine this isn't one, two, and then this isn't four passes on a label applicator. So, you know, the liner is probably, you know, that big, and either this is just one roll and this is a second roll. Yeah. and there's a front and back applicator, or it's all in one. But
oh. So Robbie, as the founder creator, when you're seeing this packaging come off the line, what's your favorite part out of this whole thing? Box, little spray bottle box, like what's the one piece where you're like, damn, that's me.
And why is it the labels?
Yeah. You know, my favorite part is when it came off the line and everything fit. You know, we have had challenges in the past where, you know, maybe something was off 16th of an inch and it doesn't seem like much in the real world, but I think you guys know in the packaging world, a 16th of an inch can be a 16 ton headache.
And a $16,000 headache in some cases or more.
Yeah.
Fact. I'll tell you the thing that I really am enjoying the most about the brand. There's kind of two things. One, the font I love. Mm-hmm. The font really, I feel like it has a ton of personality. And if you look really closely at the S, there's just this little like moment right in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was intentional. I love the icon. These are all subtle things, but like the icon that's on the top of the box. So yeah, this is probably my favorite thing. We wanted an icon, and the flower of Chicago is the chrysanthemum. And so this is kind of like an abstracted chrysanthemum. But it's also, I think, evocative of the spritz or the spray.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Just kind of like that outward burst. And cool. If you look real close at the middle and you kind of squint your eye and stand on one foot, there's an H in the middle, which I don't think is intentional, but is a nice thing to have.
Hey, it was intentional. Yeah. Cool. And this lid, is this a custom lid?
It is not custom. This is a company called Vinosil. Okay. And
nice.
Yeah, I think with the glass lid, we liked that it was differentiated, and also like, you know, this idea of transparency and being transparent, and we want to be, you know, as transparent as possible. Mm-hmm. So some nice cues there. But yeah, glass tea top.
So we pop this.
Yeah,
it's a good fit. Right, we pour what, like a finger, two fingers?
Sure, I'd call it 2 ounces.
I don't know how much an ounce is.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go
close enough.
Going for a couple fingers. Then,
you gotta spray. Right,
can I give a quick shout out to? I grabbed my packaging nerd. This is Topps palletization software. Topps palletization. Yep. Okay, so what am I doing here? I'm spraying.
Yeah, I just got a jelly jar.
If it's your atomizer's first rodeo, you do need to prime it. So maybe, you know, blast it a couple times off to the side.
This stuff smells so good.
Oh yeah.
There you go. And then I just like that. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Put a little behind the ear. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely done that at the tastings. Tastings.
Dude, the smell is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers. Smell, kind of going back to the packaging, then, like, again, we were like, let's try to create, like, truly sensational, and I mean sensational in, like, both senses of the term, but specifically, like, the senses, and we're like, so a good cocktail engages all the senses, right? Like, aromatics, if you go to a cocktail bar, you're going to get a garnish.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that is kind of missing, I think, from a lot of the ready-to-pour cocktails. And then, yeah, we've tried to kind of mirror that just through and through with as many components as possible, like having some sort of sensory element.
No, I like that. Cause you know, you're right. Like when you're at a party and somebody's mixing, you know, sometimes there's a garnish, sometimes that gets overlooked as you kind of speed through your friends. but having this, it's like, it's just part of it.
Yep.
Dude, this, and it tastes great.
That's really good.
Got some 10-year rye this time around. Every year we change up the spirits base blends. So we got some 10-year rye, some 8-year bourbon.
And then you've got this. You've got the martini. All right. So this is a new addition. How many products do you have? So you had Gold Fashion. Now you've got the Martini. What else do you have as part of this host product line?
That's it right now. So the Gold Fashion limited time offering every year. So an annual release. The Martini is our first evergreen SKU. Okay. We partnered with Julia Momose, a really talented bartender and entrepreneur from Chicago. They run a bar, Kumiko. They are a badass, James Beard awarded author, and just a cool person, and are from Japan. So we kind of pulled inspiration from her childhood home for the botanicals. And then we plan to extend the line in 2024. In spring, we've got two more cocktails in the hopper, actually three cocktails in the hopper. It's 2024 is going to be a beast.
So what can we expect? Or is it like a top, or is it like a secret? Oh, wait, dude, I love this. Yeah, I love the,
I know,
being able to see the back of that label.
You know what I was thinking is I wonder if there is a surprise on the back side of this awesome. One.
There is.
As you get through it.
You just got to drink it.
Yeah.
Pound
yeah.
it. We'll see it. Dude, that looks great. I love when you have like an internal print like that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's cool how it warps too, like with the liquid, kind of like magnifies it.
Yeah, no, dude, that's amazing. And then you got this atomizer that goes with that. And this is the yuzu zest. Same box, right?
Yep.
Different color, different print. You can run this and this one at the same time. So cost savings, you know, for a brand that's doing packaging, cost savings is huge, right? Like going from that previous rigid box to something that's foldable, collapses, still feels super rigid. You've got that insert that can be combined for a variety of different products. So you launch another five bottles, use the same insert.
Yep.
And then same thing with this guy here as part of that garnish of like just that one moment of spraying and having that connection. You're just changing the color.
Well, not only that too, but on that note, you've got even just tooling, right? So expanding out with cutting dies, it's the same cutting die, the same corrugated insert with the same print. And it's a fully customized standard, even the labels, right? Like once you dial this in, it's the same cutting die on the labels. You're swapping out printing plates. It's the same, you know, the same material. So you get this unique experience, you know, one's got the cold foil and the foil stamp. It's a little bit, you know, it's just, they look like they're from the exact same family, but you're going to expect two different experiences. Can we shout out the name of the design group again in Austin?
Yep. FODA, FODA.
Shout out to FODA, man. They absolutely crushed it on this.
Yeah. It looks like, are you still using the same bottle that you had before? Is this the same silhouette?
Is this the same bottle? I can't say for sure, man. It's very similar.
Yeah, it's got a killer, like, you know, vintage styling to it, but it's modern, all in the same breath. So, you know, again, it's like that, all those little details matter when you're picking your packaging.
It's got nice
like,
shoulders.
What does it say? Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good amount of weight on the bottom here. In terms of like the amount of glass you got back there, these look great. These look great on anybody's counter bar. You guys knocked it out of the park with this.
Amazing and great gifts too. Awesome. Like this feels like, you know, a really amazing, you know, like gift to give to somebody when you don't really know. You know, it's because of that approachability to it, right? It is a premium gift. It feels really premium, but it's also got that blend of approachability. I feel like I could give this to a lot of people, right? I mean, obviously people who don't drink might not want it, but like, you know, for people who do, I think it's, I really, normally I'm looking for problems. Actually, Avelio looks for problems. Man, I just think you guys crushed this for real. And I hadn't even seen it till today. I literally kept it on lockdown. Even my wife like opened it. She's like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Put it away. I want to know. I want to know." Right?
You get that surprise? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting how much like the packaging is a big part of its giftability. You know, I think, I mean, there's a lot of really cool and interesting ready to pour and ready to serve cocktails, but like there's very few of them that you could show up with to a nice dinner or a holiday celebration or bring as a gift to folks, you know, and have it be like meaningful and impactful. And yes, it's you having like a really high integrity liquid in the bottle goes a long way, but the packaging is like, okay, I think it immediately folks see it and they're cool. Like I can put a bow on this thing and call it a
day. Exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can, you know, you can show up with a bottle.
Yeah.
You show up with like an entire experience. Just put a bow on it.
It's like already gift wrapped, right? Like it's 100%. And you know, I've said this before too. If you were to take this bottle, as beautiful as it is, with this great clear cap with the liquid in it, and you didn't have the box and you peeled off these labels and you were like, here, I got you something.
Like, what?
It's like, what is this? Like, just open it and try it. They're like, I don't trust anything first. Yeah. Like, what is it? You're like, it's fine. Just, I don't know. I was giving it to a friend, gave it to me, and I just thought you would like it. Like, you know, packaging really does convey a lot of trust, in the brand and in the product, and especially when it carries through, like the approachability of the packaging goes all the way through to the approachability of like, oh yeah, I can make this old fashioned, like I can have a gold fashioned drink and I can drink it, and it's an approachable drink as well. I don't have to like pretend to like muscle it through. Like I'm not like a big like scotch guy, but I always feel like when someone's like, I got this scotch, it's really expensive, they pour it for me, and I'm just like, I just love seaweed. Like that's how it's, yeah, you're just like, wow, you want some more? I'm like, I gotta drive tomorrow at some point, so probably not. But this just, it just feels great.
Yeah, thank you. Another thing we did, maybe you guys will appreciate, and this was a challenge for us, and it certainly could always do better. We've tried to reduce the word count. And I don't know like how often you guys kind of think about that when it comes to packaging, but like just, I feel like with the, I'm really happy with what we did as Sunday's Finest, but I think, you know, we were really wanted to explain everything. Right. And this time we were like, okay, like let's see what's the most minimum amount of information we can give. So it was just, for us, it was an exercise in, you know, breaking out the red pen and just being like, I don't know if we need to say that or explain that, or like, maybe they can just go to the website if they're curious about, you know, X, Y, and Z.
No, 100%. I think getting rid of copy is critical these days. Yeah, man. So I love it. So we got host, we got the martini, you got the gold fashion. If you want to try this stuff out, I mean, I would try it out if I was you. This stuff is really good. Robbie didn't pay us to say this. We got the packaging to unbox it with you here. 100% would try again, right?
Oh yeah.
5 stars.
I even got a handwritten note. I love the handwritten notes.
Dude, 100%.
Packaging pastor. Been really enjoying the content. It's just like the whole thing was there was nothing that was like terrible about the unboxing, right? Like sometimes you're like, okay, whatever. But it was solid.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, fully recyclable. The e-com stuff was recycled as well. You can check them out. Host cocktails, host with an E. Don't forget that E. And then there's a QR code here. Is that QR code just take me to the website to order?
That'll take you to the site. Yeah. The product page.
Perfect.
Hostcocktails.com, shipped to 40 some odd states. So cool. Bring it to your door.
Probably not Utah.
Maybe not Utah, but we have a couple fans in Utah that we do.
I'm one.
Yeah, Adam's in Utah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my family's in Colorado, so I normally will just ship stuff to my folks, and then because they come out here a lot, I'm like, hey, can you bring this out for me? Or my family in California. So, you know, sometimes, or hey, just drive to Wyoming. It's like an hour
just
and
make
half.
It work.
Everything's legal in Wyoming.
Know how that is, man. I got a family member that every time I go back to Chicago, they're like, yo, could you go to the store for me? Like, damn, dude. Every time. Sure.
Is it same stores in Colorado?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm going to get fucking pulled off this airplane.
He's kidding. He's totally kidding.
He's joking.
That's right. We have a big TSA fan base. So
huge. So many, all of the TSAs listening. And we love you so much.
We do. Three ounces is just enough.
Yeah. Stop randomly searching me, please. It's not random anymore. I know I'm a Matthew McConaughey lookalike, but listen.
All right, man. No, this was awesome, man. Rob, thank you so much. I appreciate you sending this stuff out. Big fan. Tastes great. Looks amazing. Perfect gift. If there's any time to give somebody a gift of Gold Fashion or the Martini, it's probably the holidays. Those are coming up. Yeah. So order up, man. Is there a discount if they buy one or two? Or
I know we do free shipping on two. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We like to incentivize the folks.
Use code Matthew McConaughey. Two, and you'll get free shipping. No, that's not true. Don't do that. That's cool though.
No, man. Thank you so much, man. Robbie, I appreciate you being on here. Kind of helping us go through the unboxing of this. I hope you guys learned something. It's never too late to change your packaging. Mm-hmm. You don't get married to it. Fix it. And you're gonna end up with something like this that works and it's gonna allow you to continue to grow and build your brand.